Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today we're disappointed by the sentence imposed by the court. As we established during the hearing that we conducted, the opacity levels from the emissions from Tonawanda Coke smokestack exceeded those required by law. But apparently the court wants more information concerning what actually is in the pollutants that are being emitted from that smokestack. So for us, it's we're going to continue to monitor and vigilantly figure out a way to give the court the information it's looking for in terms of the substances that are being emitted there. I will say this, they weren't baking cookies there. The production of coke and coke oven gas contains numerous carcinogens, neurological contaminants and other chemicals which can cause harm to humans. So while we're disappointed, we'll abide by the court sentencing. We're going to remain vigilant with our partners, our enforcement partners, to be able to try and monitor and continue to monitor, as we have, the operations at Tonawanda Coke.
Did you not anticipate that the judge would want that kind of information ahead of this trial?
Well, the entire regulatory scheme is predicated upon this opacity element. I mean, as I indicated, we did establish that the opacity far exceeded the 20% limit set by the regulations. What we also know is the processes which were occurring at Tonawanda Coke were the production of coke. And as we also have established, that production of coke produces coke oven gas. Coke oven gas is a hazardous air pollutant, containing, you know, as I said earlier, chemicals such as benzene, toluene, and other chemicals which, you know, are known human carcinogens. So it's very difficult to be able to tell exactly what is emitted from the smokestack. I will say this, that prior, several months ago, our enforcement partners did ask Tonawanda Coke to perform exactly that analysis and tell us exactly what was coming from being emitted from the opaque smoke which was being emitted from their facility. They failed to comply with that, and they failed to provide that information to us. We'll figure out a way to get it, and we're going to get it.
So a test was asked to be done on that waste heat stack. What was done today? What was required today?
Yes, we asked Tonawanda Coke to do that as part of our regulatory partners, I should say, asked Tonawanda Coke to do that as part of their monitoring of the situation. They did not provide that information. They also did not provide it to the court. They have access to that smokestack. We'll figure out a way to get access to
that. So why can't get access to that smokestack? Why not find a way to get that emission report?
Well, we will be doing that.
Then why the push for the immediate hearing without that information, which led to the judge to say that you guys just failed to prove your burden here?
Well, I don't think he said he found that a violation had been proven, and the violation was the failure to meet the opacity requirements under regulation. The entire regulatory scheme is set up upon monitoring sort of technology. The harm-based evidence that the court was looking for is not the manner in which the regulatory scheme is set up. So it's additional information. I understand that the court wanted that sort of information. We're going to figure out a way to get it to them.
But why the push for this immediate hearing without that information?
Because we believe that with the regulatory, basically because it's our job to enforce the law. And in this case, the law requires that opacity not exceed 20%. Clearly, it has exceeded 20%. Now, the import of that, that's obviously up to the court to determine. We established a violation of the law. Now, what the court decided to do with that, that's why we have judges to impose sentences. So we're going to abide by the sentence, and but we will figure out a way, working with our partners, to make sure that that information does become available.
But Judge Gretney said that he looked at Tonawanda Coke as if they were cooperating with the investigation, cooperating with proceedings, but you're saying that they didn't give you the evidence that was necessary for this trial or for this case. What do you have to say to that?
Well, as I said, as I indicated, I'm not going to characterize it. I will tell you that we did ask for it through our regulatory partners. We did not receive it.
The determination still, of course, was guilty, and there were several sanctions that were brought down. What's your response to at least what was brought forward?
Well, we did ask for a third-party monitor, so we are pleased with that because I think that will just bring to bear another set of eyes, if you will, to be able to see, monitor and see exactly what's going on inside that facility.
Now, Tonawanda Coke did admit fault in having those high opacity levels, but they said that they don't believe that they have had any harm on the public, and they feel that the federal government can't prove that. What's your position on that, and how can you prove that?
Well, as I said, they're not baking cookies there. They're making Coke, and we know there's study after study that shows in the process of making Coke, certain hazardous chemicals are produced. Chemicals, as I said, such as benzene, toluene, and other chemicals that are carcinogenic, known human carcinogens, and known neurological disorders and other issues adverse to human health. So we'll abide by the court's decision.
Tonawanda Coke's attorneys said today that the government isn't interested in a resolution. It just wants to shut the plant down.
It's never been our objective to try and shut the plant down. Our objective is and always has been, as it is in every case, to get people to comply with the law. I always say this as U.S. attorney, as much as I'd like to be able to force people to respect one another and respect the community in which they operate, I can't do that. The only thing I can do is force them to and promote respect for the law by enforcing the law. That's what we've done here. And that's really the limits of our authority at this point.
And Ms. Rango, you mentioned in court also that the nation as a whole would essentially be watching what the judge's ruling would be here based on this probation violation. How do you think the nation views this?
Well, they are now subject to an independent monitor, as one of the questions earlier. So an independent party now gets to pass on the compliance and operational requirements that are ongoing at Tonawanda Coke. As the U.S. attorney said, we're disappointed in the outcome. We are here to enforce the law. We believe the law was being violated day in and day out. It's still being violated. The court wanted more data that was not available presently. But as the U.S. attorney said, we'll get that data. And at some point, it will be presented to the court, and the court can make whatever determinations based on that data that it wants to make. I did talk about the impact in the country. We do have environmental laws that need to be followed. This one, as the courts found, is not being followed. So we'll see what message.
Happens now? I mean, in layman's terms, what is the additional probation that Judge Scretany handed down today?
Sure. So he ordered that within 1 week, the parties will submit a list of independent monitors who are experts in the field and independent from anybody who is doing inspections currently at the facility. We will submit those names to the court, and the court will make a determination as to who the court will select to do that oversight. From there, the court has imposed two other conditions. One involves the completion of the battery or of the waste stack protocol, which, as the U.S. attorney said, was originally asked for in June. It wasn't provided until approximately 6 weeks later on July 23rd. So, in a way, that process is underway. The court seems interested in knowing the exact makeup of the material coming out of that waste heat stack. In court, the government tried to make the point that the community is being harmed by having to see black billowing smoke coming from the smokestack. But we'll get that information for the court.
They needed to have their repairs done. Did you clear that up or figure out what the DEC plans to do or needed them to do?
Well, the DEC is also requiring a battery repair plan and battery work to be done to fix the emissions that we found during and was presented to the court, which included the raw coke oven gas coming out into the atmosphere. That, I understand, is underway and is still going on. So that will continue. And in addition to that, we now have the waste heat stack protocol that is going to be undertaken.
But that's definitely starting after the repairs are completed.
That was what the judge had ordered. If the DEC chooses to accelerate that timetable, that's up to the DEC.
The judge intimated that if there was sufficient evidence, or if he had actual numbers on air monitors that may not be there, that he could have ordered a shutdown, or may well have ordered a shutdown. Did any reason, I mean, given 4 years ago his harsh words for the company, why that isn't available?
Well, there's only two air monitoring stations that currently are in effect. Those are two discrete air monitors that are in different locations north of Tonawanda Coke. So if the wind is blowing towards the west, they're not going to pick up anything. If the wind is blowing towards the south, those air monitors are not going to pick up anything. As to a more complete monitoring system, that's not, the U.S. Attorney's Office can't speak to that. We were not involved in the placement of those air monitors or the operation of them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.